Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yitzhak Yonah ben Chana, Maris Hannah Miriam Bas Chana, and for Zev Shlomo ben Bina, Bracha Vatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yideihem. It says in the Torah, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Lemor, Dabra El B'nei Yisrael Tel Lehem B'sulam Tzitzis, Akad Fev Yom Dorosam B'snol Tzitzis Hakanaf P'sil T'cheles. And we are in the midst of learning Rav Kook's Perish on the Siddur Ol Azri'iyah, and we've reached this pasuk of speak to the children of Israel and say to them that they are to make themselves tzitzis on the corner of their garments for all the generation, for all their generations that we already learned, and they are to place upon the tzitzis of each corner a thread of tcheles. Says the Rav, Hasi'ifim ha'ma'asim imin ha'tzeva shel ha'beged heim. We spoke about in the previous shir, from the previous passage, that the tzitzis represent the garment, the talis represents the levush, the midos, and then the tzitzis, out of the corners come the maisim. The seifim ha-maasim, the branches of action, mimin hatzeva shel ha-beged heim. Now it says in Gemara that the threads should be the same color as the garments. So that means that the maisim are the same color as the garment. So we said that the garment is our covering up the etzim of a person. That's the levush, and then the midos, and then from there come the maisim. So in other words, these maisim stem from the atzmius koach nefesh of a person, because that's where the root is the essential person. Then there are his levush, his midos, and then there is the maisim. So the maisim come from, are rooted in the koach nefesh of a person. Is galus l'chaim yemokor chayin nefesh bo mizbaletes b'chol asher yasa adam b'chaim. The revelation of the life from the source of the life of the soul comes and is accentuated everything a person does in life. And the description of the revelation of practical life, of the life of Maisa, is like the description of Midos and their Kochos. That they are the clothing of the living soul. And they are similar. So in other words, what I understand that the Rav is saying is that a person's source, obviously, is the person's soul, and this extends to a person's midos, and this extends to a person's maisim, and they're all the same, because the tzitzis is the same color as the kanaf, as the corner of the garment, as the color of the garment, and that is meaning that the maisim are a reflection of the midos, which are a reflection of the soul. Heim dom zel zel erkan. Amna. Nosef aleim akoch shel tzipia gnuza. Above this is the power of the tzipia gnuza, of this hidden away hope. Shel netias has kashrus lamakom hachayim. Of the inclination of connecting to the source of life. Sha'akochos misham heim novim. Because the kochos come from there. The osa makor hachosim, that hidden source. She'gvanav einim esraim ki'adei klalos koach ariyam esgalam ketchunat betchunat klalos. That their colors are only revealed through the general power of vision, and are revealed in a general character. Ke'ein seva tcheles, like the color of tcheles. Hadom elayam, and this is similar to the sea, like the Gemara says. And the sea is similar to the rakia, to the heavens. Levin asapir, to the sapphire stone, which is what's up there in heaven, like Rashi tells us in Mishpatim. Ulekise akavod, and that's similar to the, that brings us to the God's throne of glory. V'yachidim chuti atzitzis shemimin haknaf, so we have this hashlama of the tzitzis. So you put on the tzitzis this psil of tcheles, and it should be for you for tzitzis. All together they're tzitzis. In other words, we have the regular threads, which are mimina knaf, and then we have something else, we have the tcheles. Tcheles reminds us of the sea, which reminds us of the heavens, which brings us to the kisei hakavod. So you need the two of them together. You need to connect on one hand to the source of your soul, of your holiness, and then to something that's even beyond you, which is the kisei hakavod. So together with the chuti atzitzis that are mimina kanaf, hamechuvanim lumasav spashus hamasis, which are correspond to the practical extension of your of the maisim, in other words, the maisim are an extension of your soul, mashlim, and they complete the tchunas tzitzis. Venasu al tzitzis hakanaf psil techeles v'hayalechem letzitzis. All together they're tzitzis. In other words, they're not just tzitzis with the tzitzis hakanaf. They're not just tzitzis with the white threads, which are mimin hakanaf. But in addition, you also have to have psil techeles. The two of them have to go together. The tzitzis hakanaf, you have to have the, so you have your white garment and your white threads, so your maisim are an extension of your midos, and in addition to the maisim being an extension of your midos, you have to remember that when you're doing your maisim, you also have to have the psil techeles, which brings you to the kisei hakavod, and all together v'yalechem tzitzis, and all together they're going to be tzitzis. Ureisem also, and you're going to see them. Uzuchartem is called mitzvah Hashem v'asisem osam, and you're going to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, and you're going to do them. Hariel shel psil hatcheles adom aliyam, seeing the psil tcheles, which is similar to the yam, the rakil, the kisei hakavod, mazkira osan was mitzvah Hashem. So that now reminds us of the mitzvahs of Hashem. Meodet despano was the zechar ruchni shel kedushas hamitzvahs. They encourage within us the spiritual reminder of the holiness of the mitzvahs. As haora ha'elokis ha'mispalashes derech kol ha'ma'avarim shel ha'neshama. This godly light, which flows through all of the pathways of the soul, there's this godly light that's in the soul that is brought to our consciousness by the tzitzis. Hamislabeshes behoda kodesh el esgalas hachayim elokim, which is enclosed in the holy splendor of the revelation of the godly life. You see Rav Kook when he's writing this, he's a man of Ruach HaKodesh, so you know, obviously I'm just translating words, but to think that a person actually reads a pasuk and this is what he's thinking, that it's mislabeshes behoda kodesh el esgalas hachayim elokim hamisparetzes lehizgalas b'maisa hamitzvahs kulam. So then you have the psil techeles, which is dom liyom l'rakiya l'kisei hakavod, reminds us of the mitzvahs of Hashem. It reminds us of the kedushas hamitzvahs, the godly light which flows through all of the pathways of the soul, that's enclosed in the holy splendor of the revelation of the godly light that breaks through when it's revealed in all of our ma'isa mitzvahs. So when we do these ma'isa mitzvahs, this godly light is revealed. Just like the revelation of the natural life is exposed when we live our lives, when we do our regular ma'isim, our natural ma'isim, habayim mikol tafkidei chayim kulam, that come from doing all of the jobs of life. In other words, how do you see your life? When you eat and you drink and you sleep, so that's a revelation of the natural life. And then when you do mitzvahs, that's a revelation of your godly life, of your godly soul. Zosi askar, this is the reminding. Habayim mikol tafkidei chayim kulam. That's what the tcheles is supposed to remind you of. Brings you to the kisei hakavod, the chayim elokiim, this godly life, umeviel asiyah masis, and it brings you to actual doing, practical doing, asiyah hamamashis, to concrete action. B'shifa yonah shelafas ha'ora shelachayim hakadoshim b'ruach Hashem ala maisim, with this elevated striving of the revelation of the light of holy life with the spirit of God on your deeds. You have this she'ifa. You want this. You want God to be revealed in all of your deeds. She'mufim alideas galmos hamasis b'masa mitzvahs. That they. How are they revealed? How's your godliness revealed? How's the spirit of God revealed in this world when we do ma'isa mitzvahs? So re'isimo. So you're supposed to see the tcheles. U'zachartem. You're supposed to remember all the mitzvahs of Hashem, and then you're going to do them. It's going to bring you to action, and then you're going to see the spirit of God in your life. You're not going to go after your heart and after your eyes, that you are zonim achareim. It puts you mamish in the wrong zone. And obviously, that comes from the word to sin, right? That you're going to sinfully follow one's heart and one's eyes, and the tzitzis is what prevents you from doing so. Which draw with the power of their holiness as godly mitzvahs, the godly light, in the innards of life, do their deed. They enlighten all of the darkness of the natural crudeness of man, from which comes the dark perspective, all of the deos hakozvos. In other words, a person has these deos kozvos, the person has these incorrect hashkafos, this incorrect attitude on life, these dark, purely physical, materialistic, hedonistic perspective on life, and when one does maisim, when one does the proper deeds, it brings holiness upon him that's supposed to shine forth and remove and enlighten all, to truly be an enlightened person, enlighten a person from all of his false opinions. Hirhurei minus, thoughts of heresy. Hirhurei avodah zarah, thoughts of idolatry. She'anu mutzalim mehem, we're saved from them, al-idei ahara ha-kadosha shel or Hashem shebekdushas ha-mitzvahs, through the holy light of the light of God and the holiness of mitzvahs. When you do mitzvahs, that is a shield against these thoughts of minus and of avodah zarah. So in Judaism, the answer is a person has bad hashkafas. Keep doing the maisim. Keep doing the maisim, and that is a skula, that is a godly light. Not going to be necessarily 100%, they're kofrim who keep mitzvahs, but certainly if a person has the right kavan and the right intention, that is going to be a very strong counter to deos kozvos and hashkafas kozvos. And the power of the very sublime, gentle, pure thoughts is going and is making a pathway in the human body, and it purifies the flesh and the blood, until the physical impurity goes and it just dissipates. And in its place comes this natural purity of the pure life, that purifies the heart and the eyes together, and guards them from their naughty sinfulness. So velosasur, in other words, if you're wearing these tzitzis, which bring you to the world of maisim vaasisem osam, you're going to do them. The tzitzis remind you of the kisei hakavod, which is going to bring you to do the mitzvahs. That's the tcheles particularly, and that's going to prevent you from going after your heart and after your eyes, from going after these hirhurim of avodah zarah and hirhurim of minus, and acharei einechem, and also the einayim, that brings a person to also have taivas. So this is all going to dissipate, that you're zona achareim, because the maisim are what purify a person, that a person's involved always in doing maisa ha-mitzvahs, and which the tzitzis are supposed to bring you to, so that's going to prevent him from going after his heart and after his eyes. In order that you remember, you do all my mitzvahs, and you'll do all my mitzvahs, and you'll be holy to God. It says the Rav, the hispashtus hapratis, the particular extension that comes from every mitzvah individually, that does its deed and shining forth a light on the thoughts, on improper thoughts, and it purifies one's inclination for life. Bofos, after that happens, bofa klolos vikvur shel zikaron shel zichron misatzein bikvius. Hachovik es ora kloli shel kol mitzvos kulo. After one has the yispashtus hapratis of mitzvahs, of specific mitzvahs, each mitzvah has on its own, that's going to bring you to have a hofa klal. So that's going to purify you, and now you're going to have this general revelation of the general light of all of the mitzvahs, betrunasam horganis, in their organic form, shehen, the complete form, shehen bo v'al yadu mishulavus achas be'achas lechativa achadis gedola v'klalis. All the mitzvahs are intertwined, are interconnected. That's the beauty of the mitzvahs. That's the beauty of the world. The beauty of the world is not just all of the wonders of creation. It's how all of the wonders of creation are so integrated and how they act so harmoniously. And it's the same thing in the world of the spirit, the world of the... I heard this once from a scientist. I wasn't making that up. In the world of mitzvahs, it's the same thing. That it's not just that the mitzvahs are individually great, but they interact beautifully to form an organic whole, which is the establishment of kedusha in their strong stance in the form of internal life and external life, with a strong desire, striving for the godly light, elyona, elevated, divine, godly light, b'sa'atzumos uza, with its tremendous strength. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, asher hotzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim lios lachem lelokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Oz misgala per hotchel zrachas or Hashem b'hakaras v'am yuchada, shenestagel Yisrael b'tochan muvlar adei osa esgalus hamufla, shel atzom Mitzrayim adei gilu shechinim or aponim, shayad nikva tibiyus halokis b'Yisrael lios lachem lachem, lios Hashem lanu lelokim. In other words, once we have this great light, then what's revealed? What's revealed is this special godly light that was adopted by the Jewish people when we left Egypt with this Gilui Panim. Through which the natural godly inclination of the Jewish people was established. Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's why it says the end of the parasha. I am God. I took you out of Egypt to be your God. I am your God, because that is what happened when we left Egypt. You're holy to God. When did this holiness occur? When we left Egypt. In such an established way, such a firm way, that even though there are going to be all these new things happening, and all of the events of world history, that distance the line of genealogy very far from that wondrous period of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, the natural holiness of the strong kesher of the holy godliness that's in our essential life will be established and rooted within us forever. In other words, when we left Egypt, that Kedusha we had was an eternal Kedusha. No matter what happens in world history, we're always there. We're always connected to that Ma'ora, that event of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Like we say in the Bracha Acharon of Kriyash Mashal Shachris, Udvar of Chayim v'Kayamim Ne'amanim v'Nechamadim La'arul Olmei Olamim Alav Hasein V'Aleinu. It's forever. It exists forever. It's life forever. Al Baneinu, on our children, Al Dorseinu, all the generations. Al Kol Dor Zer Yisrael Avadecha, Al Rishonim, Al Achronim, all the generations of our seed. The earlier, the later. Davar Tov V'Kayam Olam V'Ed. It's something good and existing forever and ever. Emes V'Emuna. It's true and it's faithful. Chok v'lo yavor, it's a law that never passes. Shato Hashem Elokeinu v'Elokei Avoseinu, you are our God, the God of our forefathers, Malkeinu, our King, and the King of our forefathers, our Redeemer, and the Redeemer of our forefathers, Goleinu v'Elokeinu, Yotzeinu, our Creator, Tzuri Yishoseinu, the Rock of our salvation, Podeinu, you redeem us, Umatzileinu, and you save us, Me'olam Shemecha, your name is forever, Ein Elokim z'Elosecha, there's no other God other than you. So in these last psukim, we remember all the mitzvahs, and do them, and then we're holy to God, and then our Kedusha is revealed. Which Kedusha? That Kedusha that was first shown, first revealed, when God took us out of Egypt. And then Ani Hashem Elokeichem, God became our God forever. It never changed. That's the Ani Hashem Elokeichem, the latter Ani Hashem Elokeichem. This is the Ani Hashem Elokechem. That means that it's going to stay there forever. It establishes it as something firm. Shana lava kasev la'akev, like we say in Kodshim. It says Ani Hashem Elokechem twice. It's now, it has to be. It's something very, very critical that for all the generations, no matter what happens, all the world events, we are going to remain with that holiness. So this is all brought about by the Asiyas HaMitzvahs, which is rooted in the mitzvahs of tzitzis, and tzitzis comes from our soul, which branch out to the midos, to the levush, and then to our maisim, and these maisim keep us firm. They prevent us from being tar, from following our hearts and our eyes, following the znus, following the girls, the women, obviously the forbidden ones, and the machshavas of avodah zara, that we would be following. The tzitzis purifies for us from that, brings us to this place of the Kisei HaKavod, the Tcheles, and then God becomes our God forever. The God who took us out of Egypt, and those tunas that we got when we left Egypt, don't leave us forever. So this is V'siyata Dishmaya, we read at least, I don't know if we understood it, at least I don't know if I understood it, but Baruch Hashem, we try to read and translate the Rav's Parish and the Parish of Tzitzis, and Mir Tashem, in the next year, we get to the Bracha of Tzitzis, right now that we said the Parish, that's the Hachana to do the Bracha, say the Bracha, and then we get to the Bracha to see what the Rav does at the Bracha, it's Mamash Hafta Vefela, and we should be Zocha Lilmor Ulame Lishma Vlaso, Kaim is called Divrei Sam, Teresa Vyahava, Amen, Vyamein, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.